Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Inside Edge. It's Tuesday, January 7th, and I'd like to talk a little bit about one of the Democratic candidates for governor of New Jersey, Roz Baraka. He is the charismatic and, I guess sometimes enigmatic three-term mayor of Newark. People who dismiss Baraka as a contender, well, I think they do so to their own detriment. Baraka has emerged as a very real candidate in the primary. He's engaged Black clergy in a way that I haven't seen in a good number of years. He's energizing Black voters who have been taking elections off the last few cycles. There has been, in New Jersey Democratic primaries, a massive undervote of Black voters. And in campaigns, we speak a great deal about likely voters. Likely primary voters. And for Baraka to win, he'll need to register and turn out unlikely voters. His job is to excite urban voters who've been skipping primaries, maybe because they haven't had a reason to show up. I mean, in other words, he needs 0 out of 4 Democratic primary voters in urban areas of the state. And so for the Baraka campaign, it's a simple strategy. It's turnout, turnout, turnout. And this is a crowded field. There's 6 candidates and probably no county line. And Baraka has a path, but it depends on 4 things happening for him. And these aren't easy to achieve. One, his ability to generate a huge turnout among Black voters. And that's something he hasn't done even in his own city in recent years. And he needs Black voters, not just in Newark, but in urban Essex County, where some of the party leaders are going to be for somebody else. And he needs to turn out voters, maybe not win, but he's got to do exceptionally well in places like Paterson and Elizabeth and Plainfield, parts of Jersey City, Trenton, where he's got the endorsement of Congresswoman Bonnie Watson Coleman, Camden, where Mayor Vic Karstarfin is backing him. And he's also going to do well in places like Piscataway and Willingboro. 2, Baraka needs the money. He needs hard money. He needs soft money to pay for the ground game that will enable him to turn out voters. And that's not cheap. 3, he needs the field to remain large. 6 candidates obviously lowers the number of votes a candidate needs to win. And 4, Baraka needs to do well among white progressives. I think in New Jersey, you can sometimes put white progressives into 2 separate camps. There are those who don't balk at all about being called socialist. And then there's the self-identified progressives who say they're left of liberal, but maybe not left of liberal. Roz Baraka is unabashedly left of left, and that's the group of voters he's working for. If Baraka can turn out urban voters, he's in the game. That's all I have for this morning. I'll be back tomorrow, and thanks again for listening.